This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned to the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we are broadcasting to you from Rogers, Arkansas. That's right, we're in Rogers, Arkansas, courtesy of the Ministry of Work Matters. We're so excited to be partnering with them to bring you stories today from here and to challenge you to stream live the Work Matters Conference tomorrow. And we're going to talk lots about that. But before we get to all of that on our guest today, Martha, tell people how they should be engaging with us.
Well, you know, one of the ways is through Facebook. It may seem like, I know younger people aren't on Facebook as much anymore, but I do Instagram somewhat, not as often, but every day we are posting the podcast from our show, the pictures of our guests, the links to their websites and things like that, as well as on our podcast page of our work, of our website, iworkforhim.com.
And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, as well. If you ever get any feedback for us or suggestions on future guests, 866-713-9675, 866-713-9675. That's our I Work For Him listener line, 866-713-WORK. We would love to hear from you. All right, as I said, you know, we're here courtesy of Work Matters. So here's my intro for today. Hey, why should we celebrate Monday with Thank God It's Monday instead of Thank God It's Friday? Because work matters. Why should we be praying for our coworkers and employees and bosses? Because our work matters. Why should excellence describe the way we operate every day of the week? Because our work matters. Our work matters to God. I just recently reread Genesis 1, and God gave Adam work and then worked alongside him in the garden. Why? Because work matters. Our Heavenly Father is a worker. You probably figured it out by now, but Martha and I are, like I said, on location, on site at the 2018 Work Matters Conference right here in Rogers, Arkansas. Tomorrow, the event is all day long from 9 until 4 Eastern. It's probably too late for you to join us up here in Rogers, Arkansas, although the flight was super easy, but you can stream the whole event online, workmatters.org. Click on the events tab, workmatters.org. Grab your whole team and see why work matters and what this ministry of Work Matters is all about. It's designed to lift every one of you up, no matter where you are in the organizational chart. Work Matters has partnered with iWorkframe to bring us here to highlight the event. We've already recorded a couple of shows we're going to play later on in the fall, but we're so grateful to Work Matters for their support. Please check them out online, workmatters.org, workmatters.org. Okay, in studio with us today, in the conference room right here at the Harvest Group in Rogers, Arkansas, we've got Steve Blair. He's the Director of People and Culture. I think I've got that right. Is that right,
Steve? That is
Blair?
Correct, Jim.
All right, we got Catherine Gates from Work Matters. Those of you that get Work Matters emails, you are going to get to hear from Catherine Gates live, not just reading her emails, but hear from Catherine Gates. Catherine, I don't even know your specific title at Work Matters.
It's Senior Director of Content and Partnerships. It's a little bit of a mouthful.
It really should be Wonder Woman. That's what it should be.
Indeed.
It should be Wonder Woman. And Catherine has been such a gracious hostess to us already in the last day as we have been just all over Rogers, Arkansas. Catherine and Steve, we're excited to hear your stories. We do this with every guest on our show. We always ask this question. And Catherine, I know you've been on, but it's been a long time since you've been on I Work For Him. Let's just talk about, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus? Because your story is not just any regular story.
Yeah, Jim. You know, I was very fortunate to be raised with faith. My mom is a very strong Catholic woman, always praying for her 5 children. And so we went to church every Sunday, went to catechism. But there was a point where I was very disillusioned. I just felt like what I was seeing around me was hypocritical. And I decided, as a teenager, of course, that I could figure this out on my own. I didn't need to go to church. Of course, that didn't work out so well. And I had some very big bumps in my life, especially with respect to relationships, that really finally drove me to my knees. And I realized that I was really addicted to having a man in my life and having someone validate me until I realized I needed to turn to God for that. And finally realized that God is my primary husband, my primary protector and provider, my first love. And that's when I really surrendered and I would say officially became a Christ follower. In fact, in 2008, I finally decided to get baptized, even though for a while I struggled with that. You know, I was baptized as a child. Do I need to get baptized again? But I really felt very strongly that I needed to make that public statement of faith. And Jesus was baptized, so I probably needed to follow his example.
I totally agree. I mean, because it was your choice and it was your commitment and you want to make it public. I love
that's
that.
That's right.
I love that. Steve Blair, Director of People and Culture here at the Harvest Group. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
I can tell you exactly when it happened. It was during the song Lift Him Up at the Petra concert in Oklahoma City in 1983.
All right.
Church youth group. I think I was 13. But I will say that was the first time I would say I have come to Christ. And I've probably come to Christ 50 times since then because he challenges us and he grows us and he really puts it on our heart to recommit to him. And so the first time I can remember, the first vivid memory I have is leaving my seat from the very top of that arena in Oklahoma City to walk down to the front of the stage at the Petra show. And as a 12-year-old kid, I remember thinking, I have to do this. Like I'm being led to do this. I had no idea what it meant. I'll be honest, for a month afterwards, I still didn't know what it meant. But I felt like it was what I needed to do. And I just vividly remember that bus ride home. We lived in Kansas City, so we were driving home from Oklahoma City. And it was a really fun, awkward time of trying to figure out, okay, I felt called to do this. It was what I was supposed to do. Now what? And that was a fun ride.
And we share a love for Petra. But here we got engaged the night of a Petra concert, and I took Martha to a Petra concert. She insisted we go. I'm like, I got bigger plans for that night. No, we got to go to the Petra. She didn't know about the bigger plans. So we got engaged and then went to a Petra concert.
I knew you would bring that up.
Absolutely.
Worst thing that a newly engaged young woman could do is go to a Christian rock concert where you can't talk to your friends because it's so loud. You know, so we met other couples there, and I'm like, we're engaged.
That was 1985.
It
so
was.
That was great. But yeah,
I
lost my hearing in my right ear at a Petra concert when they were warming up for Servant back in 1980. It was probably 84, 83.
Wow.
So, you know, when they were warming up for somebody else. So yeah, they've got a lot of ties to Petra. Love that. Catherine Gates, we're here because work matters. And we're here because of Work Matters.
Yes.
The organization, workmatters.org. We've got a conference tomorrow that'll be streaming across the globe. And it's a different kind of leadership conference. Why don't you tell us really quick about the conference and how people can stream it into their workplace, into their home office tomorrow?
Yeah, we're so excited. This is actually the first year we're streaming it. We've been asked for several years, is it available anywhere else? And so finally we decided we're going to take a shot at that so that other people can participate because we really are serving people across the country and even around the world. The conference, the theme is Work Redefined. And so all of the speakers, we have 16 amazing speakers. We're just so grateful for the people that God brings into our path, who are going to be talking about from different perspectives, how to redefine your work and your experience of work through the lens of your faith. And so some of the topics will be handling disruption, dealing with really finding out what your true calling is in the very place that you're at right now, innovation, work as your mission field, and really pioneers of new ways of doing business. But the cool thing is it doesn't require that you change your career. People will recognize that where they are, where God's put them now, can be their mission field, can be a way for them to glorify God.
Well, I Work For Him listeners, they get that because they hear me say it all the time, that your workplace, it's your mission field.
That's right.
And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees may ever meet. That job that we hold, the people that we work with, the job, those people, none of that's by chance. The people that we work with, they need to meet Jesus, and we may be their only chance. So this conference tomorrow, the Work Matters Conference, which starts at 9 Eastern and goes to 4 Eastern, they can stream it. How can they figure that out? How do they find that out?
We've made it as easy as we possibly can. They can just go to workmatters.org, click on events for the conference information, and there's a button right there that says register for live stream. They can register. They'll have to make sure they submit their payment, and then they'll get all the instructions that they need to live stream it right there. Very simple.
And no matter where they're in the country. So imagine you got people in California. That's like 6 o'clock in the morning, California time. That's nice and early for a nice conference.
Yes.
they still have half the afternoon when you're done.
Well, they did. They can definitely justify some coffee and donuts.
That's right. That's in California. Sure. Get that done. If you're in Florida, you can have lunch. That's good. All right. Well, lots more about the upcoming Work Matters Conference when we come back from iWorkFM. But go check it out while we're on break. Workmatters.org. Click on the events tab. You're listening to iWorkFM with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg from Rogers, Arkansas.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
In the book, The CEO Next Door, the authors did a deep dive on survey data to determine what attributes surfaced for successful CEOs. Their findings debunked several CEO myths. One of the myths is that CEOs work harder than everyone else. Instead, the research discovered that although CEOs work very hard, there was no data suggesting they work harder than others. Researchers also noted that hard work wasn't a predictor of who would later become a CEO. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 teaches, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you." CEOs work hard, but so do those around them. Let's humbly acknowledge the hard work of all those who serve with us.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him. Is Martha and I are on location?
In Rogers, Arkansas, and actually at the headquarters for Harvest Group. So we have gotten the pleasure of getting a little tour to learn more about what Harvest Group does here in the area. And we have Steve Blair here, who is the director. I love your title, Director of People and Culture. And I have to say, just by the little bit that I've seen, that you are directing very well.
Well, thank you, Martha.
Oh, yeah. We asked one young man where the bathroom was, and he's like, let me just take you. So that was, that says a lot. You expect that at Chick-fil-A, not at the Harvest Group. So
it's our pleasure, Jim.
It's our pleasure. That's good. All right. So let's talk about, the Work Matters Conference is tomorrow, and that's what we're here talking about. But you've got a deep connection to Work Matters. How did you get connected to Work Matters, Steve Blair?
Oh, it's a fun story I love to tell. So Work Matters was actually started in a Methodist church here in Fayetteville, Central United Methodist, where I was a member at the time. And I remember Tom Fraze, our pastor at the time, talking about this idea of a workplace ministry we were going to launch in the church. And I'll be honest, I wasn't ready to hear it. It didn't catch my attention other than I remember them talking about it. And that was in 2002. And we moved to Cincinnati in 2002, came back in 2004. But the ministry started in the church, but shortly thereafter, the church realized it was much bigger than what one Methodist church in Northwest Arkansas could probably do well with. And so they voted to release it into the marketplace. And so it became a standalone ministry, a nonprofit ministry. And it wasn't until, though, 2009, when I had moved away and come back, that God really punched me in the gut for what Work Matters was trying to get done. I was aware of the ministry. I had attended a few of their events over the years, but wasn't really a fully in on the mission. And I remember vividly sitting at my desk at 6:15 in the morning, because that's what I did back then. And I was looking for an email from my Walmart buyer that I couldn't find. And I found myself in my spam folder seeing if it got filtered, and I uncovered this email from David Roth at Work Matters inviting me to an event called 8 to 5, which was an event we used to do a long time ago, an early morning over coffee speaker event. And it was starting in 10 minutes, and it was one block down the street. And here's my thought. My thought process was, I can't go to that. It's during the workday.
And then,
I realized
reading this?
I can go to this event and I can be back at my desk before anyone even gets to the office. So I did. I put down my pencil. I got in the car and drove a block down the street. And I will tell you, it's a story for another day, Jim and Martha, but the next 36 hours changed everything for me. Mm-hmm. It was that 8 to 5 event. This was in February of 2009. You asked, though, how I got involved with the ministry. That was the morning I got hooked on the ministry. But how I got involved was they used to sponsor a LeaderCast. The big event every year in May was they were the local site for the LeaderCast. And I attended the event that May. And if either of you know anything about StrengthsFinders, I'm a maximizer. That's one of my themes. And so I'm incapable of experiencing anything without trying to figure out how to make it better. Well, I made the mistake of sharing 3 pages of notes with David after the event of how I thought the event, which was awesome, by the way, could be a little bit better. And
but you didn't know that David Roth was a words of affirmation guy, and so it took him 5 years to recover from your 3-page letter.
Yeah. Well, but he took it in stride, and 2 months later, I was invited to join the board as a board member. And 1 year later, I was asked to be the MC for the event that I had critiqued so badly the year before. And I was the MC for the next 9 years. And I've been on the board for 8 years and have served as chairman for the last 4.
Wow.
So it goes to show you, when you put your neck out there, be ready to put your money where your mouth is.
And we should be, because the Lord moved you to say all those things.
Absolutely.
And he said, and by the way, let's plug in. Catherine Gates, as you have been with Work Matters, how many years is it now?
5 years.
5 years. And it's made an incredible impact on you. Where did you get your excitement for helping people connect their faith and their work?
You know, it's so funny. Actually, I moved to Arkansas 9 years ago in 2009.
Wow.
And my first Work Matters event was that fall. But where I got the interest in it was on Long Island. I was living on Long Island. That's where I'm from. And working for a lumber distributor. I was at a place in my faith where it was a much bigger priority for me. But what I never did see at work was anybody talking about their faith, let alone really integrating it into their work. But there was one salesperson at this company. Her name is Joy. And Joy, in the sales meetings, she would give glory to God for every sale. She would pray with and for her customers. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, wow, should I be including God in my work somehow? Didn't even occur to me before she actually saw me give a presentation before I joined the company. And after the presentation, she said to me, there's a lot of God in what you said, which took me aback because I didn't realize it showed that much. You know, but I watched her actually live it out. And I started really thinking about it, actually got a group of women business leaders together to talk about what it would look like for us to integrate our spirituality with our work. And so when I moved to Northwest Arkansas, I actually started going to Central United Methodist Church. So that first Labor Day weekend, I saw David give the sermon that Sunday, and he talked about faith and work, and he talked about Work Matters. Mm. And I couldn't believe it. I was so excited that there was actually an organization that was formed around this. And so I got involved right away. Before you know it, I was volunteering in a very short period of time. And yeah, the rest is history. I actually said to David in 2011, I'm going to work for you. And he, at the time, couldn't imagine how that would be possible. But 2 years later, that's another story. But a job opened up, opportunity that I kind of worked my way into. And yeah, I just love sharing this because it's made such a huge difference in my life. And I'm just someone who wants to share it with everybody.
You know, it's interesting. In 2011, we probably only had three employees.
Yes, that's
work,
right.
Work matters. And so the thought of Catherine telling David, I'm going to work for you, I'm sure he was like, well, where? Like, we only have three
exactly.
employees. She has been such an incredible blessing to this ministry. I mean, her ability to communicate and to write is really unbelievable. And she's been a strong push behind our Work Matters studies, which is one way that folks can engage
right.
from afar with Work Matters content. Just such a blessing. And I love hearing your story. I didn't know part of that story. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
So who we're talking with today are a couple of friends of ours now from Work Matters, Catherine Gates, and you are the director of content and partnership, and you do that so well. You have the ability to take the content and also work with partners and make things come together. And we're highlighting the Work Matters conference that's coming up tomorrow. And Jim, I really hope that our listeners get intrigued enough to go on the website and learn how they can stream this for themselves. Unless they can hop on a plane tonight and be here in the morning, you know, this is a great option for them because you've made it very reasonable, very affordable. And we actually know people in Florida that are planning to stream it tomorrow. So we're encouraging other people.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff Underwood. I know he's hosting one. If you want to find out, I can connect you. No, I don't.
They can just sign up for
that's
where
right.
they are.
Can, that's right.
And
that's
bring
right.
in their group of influence that they have that they can share it together. And then also here with Steve
workmatters.org/ or
find
the events page.
Yep.
That's right. So
yep.
they can sign up for the streaming.
It's very simple.
Sorry.
And you know, I would encourage people to do that today so that they're ready tomorrow morning to launch and spend some time this evening inviting some people over or their own staff or team or whoever can come in and out. And like you said, there's 14 speakers or something
16.
Like that, 16 speakers. So even if they can't capture the whole day with everybody, they could come and go, they could participate in what they can. So
correct.
We're just very excited to be able to open this up through the streaming opportunity for our listeners. We also have here in studio with us today, Steve Blair, and you are the Director of People and Culture here at the Harvest Group. And we're so thankful for you hosting us and letting us
be in
the
Integrity Conference Room.
We are. So their conference rooms, just to give people a little taste of the culture, is their conference rooms are named after their core values so that everywhere that people go, they're being reminded of the things that make this company so great.
Absolutely.
Steve, are you emceeing tomorrow?
Yes.
Wow. So are you allowed to wear jeans tomorrow? Or no, that's where you had to wear the slacks. And that was where the slacks comment
yeah.
was coming from. Ah, so David doesn't let you wear. That's good to know. So I won't wear shorts
as
tomorrow.
As Jim
then,
says,
I guess.
You got to wear big boy pants tomorrow.
Got to wear big boy pants tomorrow.
Yeah. No shorts. I tried to wear my big dog's tank top, but he said no way.
Wow.
No way.
That's
Steve,
probably
talk
good.
Tell the listeners why in 35 seconds or less why they should be getting involved tomorrow.
You know what? This is an incredible opportunity for folks to hear some very well-known acclaimed mm-hmm. speakers in the area of faith and work and in the area of work and in the area of faith.
Right.
All three components. And I just think the level of insight that comes from these leaders that we have coming to speak tomorrow in such a way that is extremely affordable and very accessible wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you work. It's an opportunity for personal growth that you don't get many chances to have this much access to
right.
this much talent. Any easier than this.
And what I love about tomorrow's conference with Work Matters, workmatters.org, the events page, is that all of your leaders, people speaking, are Christ followers. The stage will be full of people following Jesus, and that's what's amazing. We're so excited about that. Make sure you check it out online. Get signed up right now, workmatters.org. Go to the events page, then click up for streaming. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As Hurricane Florence begins to batter North Carolina, the state's governor has asked President Trump for another federal disaster declaration beyond what the president declared earlier this week. Governor Roy Cooper requested the added disaster declaration Thursday because he anticipates what his office calls historic major damage across the state from the hurricane. Senator Dianne Feinstein says she has notified federal investigators about alleged information she received concerning Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She says the person, quote, strongly requested confidentiality, declined to come forward or press the matter further, and I have honored that decision. Feinstein, who's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which just finished confirmation hearings for Kavanaugh, says she's referred the matter to federal investigative authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow by 147 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Weekdays at noon on 100.3, The Biz.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sidera Health. Reinventing healthcare. A high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast to you from Rogers, Arkansas. That's right, Rogers, Arkansas. Here's a state we haven't been in yet in the last 24 months. We're so excited to share with you all about the Ministry of Work Matters, and we're doing it on location because tomorrow they've got their conference, and we're going to make sure that we tell you more about that in just a second. But Martha, tell people how they should be connecting with us online.
Well, Jim, really, our website is the, I think for most companies, the website is the hub of all of the information. And so just encouraging people to go to iworkforhim.com and they can get connected to what is being posted for each week for the shows that we have coming up so they can know who's going to be the guests each week. We post that on Sunday nights on our social media. That's fed into our Facebook or to our front page of our website. And there's just so much more there that they can connect with. We just want to encourage people to think about their workplace and how they can have an impact there and then find the resources to help them get that done.
And it's all about understanding that your work matters to God. God did not create work and then get disconnected from work. He called Adam and Eve to work in the garden And then he came alongside of them and worked with them. All right. So we've got in studio with us today on location at the Harvest Group. We've got Steve Blair. He's the director of people and culture here at the Harvest Group. And we're going to get to the Harvest Group, what that's all about in a second, because it is fascinating. But we've got the famous Catherine Gates with us from Work Matters. If you have signed up for the Work Matters emails, you've gotten emails from Catherine Gates. Catherine Gates, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thanks, Jim. It's so great to be here with you guys.
Talk to us about the conference tomorrow and why people should sign up and get streaming this thing tomorrow.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, the Work Matters Conference every year, I don't know how it can get better, but every year we hear amazing things from people and what they get out of it, because God has brought some incredible and powerful speakers to this event. We have 16 speakers. The theme is work redefined. So people are going to hear how they can take the experience of work that the experience they're having now and redefine it through the lens of their faith, so that not only can they glorify God, but they can bring greater peace. They can be more empowered to do work in a way that they enjoy, and that they're ministering to other people, they're serving other people, work that they're doing right now. So they're going to hear from speakers talking about innovation and the speed of change, really finding meaning in your work, pioneering new ways of doing business, mastering the odds of disruptive change, all really, really powerful topics that I know people need right now, and they're going to get a tremendous amount from.
So how can people get signed up for the streaming? Is it too late?
No, absolutely not too late. They can go on any time today, and they can sign up at workmatters.org, click on the events page, and on that page, if they scroll down just a bit, they'll see two large black buttons, and one says register for live stream. They'll register, then they'll have to make their payment. It's very affordable, actually, $25 mm-hmm. for 1 to 10 people. If they're going to gather 10 people, they pay $25, one flat fee, for 10 people. That's very inexpensive.
That's awesome.
$2.50 a piece, that's paying debt. Yeah, where can you go to a leadership conference for $2.50? Now, you'll have to provide food for those people. And depending on where you're in the country.
You'll have to. That's just Jim's little caveat. Well, you have to supply
food. And of course,
food.
I think the beverage of choice should always be Mountain Dew. You know, Steve Blair, can you get me hooked up with the Pepsi people? You got any connections with the Pepsi? I really think they should sponsor this show.
Their office is about a quarter mile down the road. So
far in Rogers, Arkansas, we've seen nothing but Coke products. I was so heavily disappointed. We've seen no Mountain Dew, but we're going to find a Mountain Dew in this
Actually,
town.
We're going to lunch at Tacos for Life,
and they have
Pepsi products.
So there will be Mountain Dew.
The Hallelujah chorus is going off in his head right now.
Okay. You're welcome.
That's right. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we haven't been there yet, so I'm not saying thank you yet. Okay. I'm excited, Catherine, about the conference. This is not the first conference that Work Matters has ever
Correct.
Put on. Last year, you had a bunch of people just write like their impact statements of how they've been impacted by the conference. Why don't you read some of those testimonials?
Yeah, we actually, our VP and General Manager, Ben Kirksey, thought to put these out on Monday morning to inspire all of us as we're getting, in the midst of all the craziness.
The chaos before the conference.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is what encourages us is when we hear these kinds of results and feedback. It was encouraging to be in a room of so many people struggling with the same things, even the speakers. The feeling of not being alone was very refreshing. And I think that is so key for so many people. So many feel so alone, especially in their Christian faith in the workplace. And what we find is that a lot of people realize they aren't as alone as they thought. Another person said, "This forum gives me the boost I need each year to remember that who I am in the Lord should be reflected at all times, even at work. The speakers are relevant to my work life and help me to be inspired to always be the light I'm supposed to be at work, no matter what." And that was from a woman at Tyson Foods. Do I have
read one more.
"I learned that it is possible to be a great Christian leader in today's world, and that there are many around me who are living this each day. There's so much more Christian community within the workplace than I would have ever realized without this conference." That's what we love to hear. That not only is it available, but they can participate and engage in it now.
And build that network up.
That's right.
As we said, we are on location in Rogers, Arkansas, courtesy of our partnership with Work Matters. And we are on location in a conference room at the Harvest Group. Martha, why don't you talk to our guest about what the Harvest Group's all about?
Yes, Steve. So we're here with Steve Blair, and we've been introducing you. You are the Director of People and Culture. So tell our listeners what Harvest Group is for, because for a lot of people outside of this Northwest Arkansas area, we have no idea really what is happening in this little corner of the world. So tell us what Harvest Group does.
Sure. Harvest Group is a growth agency that comes alongside brands and manufacturers of all sizes, of all life stages, of all sizes, and really tries to help them navigate this retail landscape that is changing every minute of every day. So we come alongside a brand. You have a brand. You have an idea. We come alongside and help you earn distribution. So product placement on the shelf at Walmart and Kroger, Sam's Club, Amazon. And then we help you manage your business and we help you grow. And our goal, our mission statement for our company is to glorify God by growing our clients' business and enabling our people to grow. So growth is a major part, and that has been our mission statement for 12 years since we started. Growth is what we do. Mm-hmm. We help entrepreneurs realize their dreams when they dream up the newest formula for a chickpea puff snack, or they dream up a new formulation for a beer-based shampoo. We help them realize that dream on the shelves of Walmart and Kroger and Sam's Club.
Those are two pretty unusual examples. You just get chickpea puffs and beer-based shampoo.
And I tried to give you just a couple of random examples. We have a whole host of clients that have made some pretty amazing innovation.
It must be really fun to see how God creates creativity, you know, allows creativity to come out in the people that you meet, because they are sharing what's been laid on their heart and that they've invented.
Hey, we're on location in Rogers, Arkansas, because tomorrow is the Work Matters Conference. We really want you to get signed up to stream it to your office location tomorrow. It's from 9 to 4 Eastern, and it is a leadership conference focusing on work redefined, and it's a conference where every speaker loves Jesus, and every one of them doesn't have it all figured out, but it's just real people, real speakers, and we're so excited, and we've got the MC right here on the air with us today, Steve Blair. But we want you to go to workmatters.org, click on the events tab, and get signed up for streaming today. Workmatters.org, go to the events tab. We're excited. Well, there should be there in every I Work For Him listener's workplace, there should be Work Matters Conference streaming tomorrow. All right, Steve Blair, what's your favorite part about the conference tomorrow? I mean, you get to be on stage all day long. That's awesome. Talk to me about what are you looking forward to most tomorrow?
You know, I'm every year I look forward to the speakers that surprise me. Some people call it a lifelong learner. I call it a junkie for personal growth. That's a big part of who I am. And so I spend a lot of my time listening to podcasts, reading books from authors and thought leaders. And what's so fun for me is getting to hear people that I've been watching or reading come speak live and then hit me in the gut with something that I hadn't thought of or I didn't pick up in their book, but it's a new concept.
So like from last year's conference, what was that concept?
I will tell you, there were a whole bunch. I'll tell you the one that probably surprised me the most was John Tyson, the lead pastor at Church of the City in New York. I had listened to him preach. I'd never seen him live. And the way he talked about faith as it relates to work from a pastor point of view was just really, really refreshing and surprising, honestly. And so he received such high marks on the post-event feedback that we've invited him back to kick us off again tomorrow. So
sweet.
So John Tyson's here. Donnie Smith is a decade-long supporter of Work Matters. He's the former CEO of Tyson Foods. He brings down the house every single time.
Right. So when you've got, how many employees you say you have in this office right here at the Harvest Group?
In this office, we have about 74.
Okay, so, but last year you only had about 50 because you've hired 25 people in the last year. Okay,
that's right.
So when you, and how many of your people got to go last year to the conference?
20.
Okay, so wow. Those 20 people plus you came back here. How did the other 30 people react to what you'd learned, and how did they see your faith grow over the last year because of what you learned at last year's Work Matters Conference?
That's a great question. One of the things I love about impactful personal development is it gives you vocabulary. So Every time anybody from Harvest goes to a conference or hears a speaker, we try to bring back the gist of their content, and then that becomes a part of our vocabulary. We have a team meeting every Tuesday morning at 9 where we get the entire company together, and we teach. Sometimes it's business, sometimes it's personal passion projects, but we weave in those concepts that we hear from speakers, authors outside. And last year, Donnie always talks about the concept of abide because Donnie is Donnie Smith. But the word abide has been on our hearts at Harvest for the last year or two. And it just gives us a framework to then tie back concepts as we're trying to inspire folks to work, to do excellent work. Excellence is one of our five core values. So I would say one of the things I love the most about a conference like this is it gives those that attend a concept to latch onto, and then it becomes a part of our vocabulary for the folks that didn't get to attend.
All right. All right, Catherine, we've got a minute left till the end of this segment. Talk to people about how they can get this signed up for streaming for tomorrow's conference.
All right. They'll go to workmatters.org, click on the events tab, and just scroll down a little bit. They'll see two black buttons, and the right one says register for live stream. They'll register, and then they'll go in and pay $25 for 10 people. I mean, it is really inexpensive. Here's another thing, Jim. We have an app. We have a Work Matters conference app. So even if you're live streaming, you'll still have access to some real-time conversation, our journal, the whole agenda for the day. You'll have access to community, so people will be able to chat with each other and share their insights, share their questions, share their challenges. So they will still be able to feel connected to the group that's here live.
When we come back, lots more about Work Matters from Rogers, Arkansas. That's where you listen to I Work For Him from today with Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast today from Rogers, Arkansas, courtesy of Work Matters. You can check them out online, workmatters.org. We're here because tomorrow is their big annual conference, workmatters.org. Click on their events page. Catherine Gates, it's incredible. You are so close to so many cities all over the Midwest here. I mean, people here in Arkansas, they think south, but really you are in the Midwest. You're close to, you're within 6 hours of St. Louis, 6 hours of Memphis. You're within 4 hours, I think you said, of Kansas City. Oklahoma City is with how close?
3 hours.
3 hours. Dallas is five hours. Yeah. So you're really in the center of so many things. People could still sign up and come tomorrow.
That's correct. Absolutely. And they should.
I love the email you guys sent out last week that says, take next Friday off.
That's right.
You know, get here. And people can. But if they can't, at this point travel, there are other options. And that's why we're really excited to share about the live streaming option that people can do tomorrow.
Yeah, they can sign up very easily. It's workmatters.org. Click on the events tab. They'll see the conference. And then on that conference page, if they scroll down just a bit, they'll see two big black buttons. Mm-hmm. One says register for live stream. They'll register. Pay for $25 for 1 to 10 people. $25, which is really inexpensive.
Oh my goodness!
Or if they want to come, they want to be here live. It's I think $139 right now for the tickets, but it's well worth the price because even though the email might have said take a day off, it is a day of intense leadership training that is going to inspire and encourage them to be better leaders and employees at work.
All biblically centered, Jesus-loving, Christ-following speakers.
That's right.
That's what sets you guys apart. Steve Blair, you're the MC tomorrow. You're also the Director of People and Culture here at the Harvest Group. Thank you for hosting us here in your conference room today. Really appreciate it. The Integrity Conference Room, that is.
Although now he is dreaming about puffed chickpeas or something. I know it. I can just tell.
No.
I'll get you a sample.
It freaks me out, actually. That actually freaks me out. Okay. Because chickpeas, I've only ever seen them dried, and they make really good, they're great weapons. You can throw them at people when they're dried. I've never seen a puffed one.
I'm about to rock your world after we're done.
Okay. All right. So I want to hear about some of the speakers tomorrow, Steve Blair.
That's one of my favorite parts of this conference every year is the level of speaker that we attract because of the fact that it's the kind of conference that it is. I'm personally excited about Celia Swanson. She's actually a local favorite here, but she retired from Walmart. And she was the first female EVP at Walmart.
That's correct.
She's an amazing leader and has a great story and loves the Lord. And so she's gonna bring it tomorrow. Bobby Grunewald will be here. Those that may not know him definitely will in just a minute because 330 million of us have downloaded the YouVersion Bible app, which is the app that he created.
Got it right here.
He's gonna come talk about innovation and the church and in work. So that's gonna be awesome. Yeah, and then the Benham Brothers, very popular, I think, with your listeners. They're both going to be here talking. We've got some entrepreneurs from the local area that have created a restaurant called Tacos for Life.
Which we get to test drive today for lunch.
We will sample it and be able
exactly
to speak
right.
to that tomorrow.
we're very excited about the level. And that's just a few. We have 16 speakers. That's just a few of the speakers that we have coming that we're excited about.
You're a little excited about it. I mean, the enthusiasm you've got. What is it about this event that is just... puts it tops on your charts?
Well, I'll tell you, we take at least 20 people from Harvest Group every year. We happen to have a client meeting going on, and then the Cleveland Research Conference going on tomorrow. So we're missing about half of our team. I'm taking all the rest of them to the conference with me tomorrow. The
so
thing I love
call
about
the Harvest
it,
Group tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you can stop by if you'd like, but you won't find many people. The thing I love about it is we can take our whole team for a very reasonable price of a full day of personal development. And then we can come back from the conference with a common vocabulary of what we learned. Mm-hmm. And it really helps us kind of dig deeper in our own walk at work and our own walk in personal lives. It's really just an amazing investment, and we support it every single year.
You know, you said something key, and I just want our listeners to hear that, is there is exponential things that can happen when you view something like this as a group.
Yes.
And so taking them in, being there together tomorrow is so vital. Like you said, you have the same conversation, the same vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Same thing for our listeners, Jim, that decide to stream. Don't stream and sit at your cubicle and keep it to yourself. Invite people into that process with you so that you can have the conversation. I know we met somebody in Seminole that's going to be streaming it. And right away I was telling other people, hey, you know, you should invite, you know, get together, do this together, because it just will help so much with that context.
And we're building in time throughout the day to have intentional conversation with folks around you to really apply what the speakers have just gone through. So it's really a great opportunity.
So like we said, we're on location in Rogers, Arkansas, because tomorrow is the Work Matters Conference. We really want you to sign up to get that streamed to your office location. Go to workmatters.org, click on the events tab, and it'll make it really easy for you to sign up. Catherine Gates Work Matters does this annual conference, but you've got so much else to offer. I mean, twice a week I'm getting an email from you that is an encouraging email attached to a lot of times a video of some people that have a story to tell. What are all the other things that Work Matters has to offer?
One of the things that we really feel strongly about is this event is an opportunity, especially for people maybe who haven't considered how to live out their faith at work, to sort of have their mindset shifted, or maybe their mind blown. I don't know.
But either way,
you know, once they get that inspiration and encouragement and some learnings that they can take, we really want to make sure that they're equipped to continue that journey, equipped to take what they've learned and apply it in their lives. And so there are several ways that we do that. One is, to your point, Jim, we send out videos of executive speakers who have spoken at our conference in the past. We have a partnership with Right Now Media, and so they shoot those videos, they edit them for us, and they're really short. They're about 2 minutes on average. Then we also put out a blog. So those are, and we really consider ourselves and the speakers as well, practitioners serving practitioners. So we are people right. who have been in the marketplace. We've been where you are. We've experienced the difficulties, the challenges, the demands. And we are speaking from that experience in terms of how to live out the faith, our faith at work. So the blog, then we have Work Matters studies. We know that people learn sitting
Bible studies. Workplace studies.
They are workplace studies that help people grow as a leader at work. They're very workplace relevant. They show people how to practically apply God's word and biblical principles to their work to grow as a leader. And so we've learned that people learn sitting in rows, but they really grow when they're sitting in circles discussing how those principles apply to them personally and how they're going to actually live them out.
I love that. But did you mention the Institute?
With Work Matters Institute is a 16-week deep dive into God's design for work. It's an amazing program that people come out absolutely transformed.
Is that online or is that only on location?
Right now, it's on location, but we're working on our first online course that we're going to be announcing tomorrow and will be launched later this year.
Well, if Steve Blair's got the ability to connect his team in Cincinnati, Tunisia, and right here in Rogers, Arkansas, I bet they can help you get it set up so you can have a Work Matters Institute with people from all over the world right here in his conference room.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, believe it or not, that's where the local institute meets, is in our conference room.
That's right.
And we do use Skype technology to broadcast it to folks that are traveling.
So we have got to get that done. All right. Make sure you check out the Work Matters conference tomorrow, streaming right here from Rogers, Arkansas, workmatters.org. Click on the events tab. Go ahead. Catherine's going, wait, I've got more, but wait,
there are two other really quick resources I want to share. Speaking of Bobby Grunwald speaking at the conference, we have partnered with Theology of Work and YouVersion to create some workplace devotionals. So we have 4 and 5 day devotionals that are dedicated to how scripture applies to work. They can find those devotionals in the YouVersion Bible app by searching for Work Matters, and they'll see 10 devotionals so far. And then we're also about to launch workplace scripture, which is something that we've noticed a lot of people want. They're searching for God's word and how it can help them with their different challenges and situations. And so that's something else we're going to be launching tomorrow, Workplace Scripture.
And we talk about the Theology of Work Project all the time. The whole bunch of scholars got together and wrote an entire biblical commentary on every book of the Bible, tying in work, the workplace theme, to every part of the scriptures, all 66 books. You can find it online, theologyofwork.org. You brought it up, so I had to plug it.
Absolutely.
Theologyofwork.org. All right, so Work Matters. You can stream tomorrow. Steve Blair, we'll be able to see you on stage with your sequin jacket and all kinds of,
Despite that, I encourage people to come.
Okay. And we get to hear you. You'll be able to have a lot of fun. You've got incredible speakers. What's one more speaker you're going to bring there tomorrow that you want to make sure you highlight?
We talked to John Tyson a little earlier and Bobby Grunwald, the app that Catherine just mentioned.
The YouVersion app, absolutely.
YouVersion app. We've got Phil Vischer. We're super excited about Phil. I've heard him speak a couple of times, the creator of VeggieTales. I have Phil to thank for me spending most of the early 2000s looking for a hairbrush with my daughter, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
We were big time VeggieTales fans. So he's going to actually close us out tomorrow. So we're very excited about welcoming Phil Vischer as well.
That's a great way to finish. You know, we'll be laughing about that. And just saying VeggieTales, we always have that song going through it. VeggieTales. That's right. All right. It's fantastic. Steve Blair, thanks for hosting us here at the Harvest Group today. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Catherine Gates, tomorrow. Big day. You've been preparing for this all year long. So excited to be hosted here at the Work Matters Conference. We're excited about it. Thanks for being on the air with us today.
Thank you so much, Jim and Martha. We really appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you check it out online. Get signed up right now for a stream in the Work Matters Conference tomorrow, workmatters.org. Click on the events tab. Slide down to the bottom. You'll see how you could sign up for streaming, workmatters.org. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, right here from Rogers, Arkansas. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not?
$2.59 a month. Payments starting at $2.59 a month with as little as $500 down. Jack's Car Loans has second chance financing, not buy here, pay here junk. Real cars with remaining factory warranty. That's right, payments starting at $2.59 a month with $500 down. JacksCarLoans.com gets it done when others say no. JaxCarLoans.com to get approved today. That's JaxCarLoans.com.